Born to run away, Bruce Springsteen promises to flee to Australia if Donald Trump wins. By Simon Kent on October 16, 2020. Bruce Springsteen will pack up and flee to Australia should Donald Trump win re-election in November. He warned Thursday during a virtual interview with Down Under media outlets. The singer-songwriter also added he thought Trump would be no match for former Vice President Joe Biden, predicting he would lose. "I love Australia," Springsteen gushed to the Australian press. "Every time, we have nothing but good times down there. It's always a treat to come. Love the people, love the geography, great place for motorcycle trips, it's close to our hearts." He then made his prediction about the 2020 vote outcome. "If Trump is re-elected, which he will not be, I'm predicting right now he's gonna lose. If by some happenstance he should be, I'll see you on the next plane." Springsteen has never shied away from entering the political domain while offering free character assessments of Donald Trump. As Breitbart News reported, on Tuesday he joined fiction author Don Winslow to push The Atlantic's discredited report Trump called American servicemen losers and suckers. The tired allegation is repeated in their new anti-Trump ad focusing on flipping Pennsylvania for Joe Biden. The video, titled "American Eats Pennsylvania," spotlights the impact that the president's trade war with China has had on farmers and steel workers, as well as the toll that the coronavirus has taken on the state. The 71-year-old songwriter's contribution to the piece appears to be his Oscar-winning song "Streets of Philadelphia," from the 1993 movie Philadelphia, which plays on the soundtrack. Last month, Springsteen said he found the last few years under Trump to be a very disturbing time, and that overall, as somebody who is a born populist, I've got a little less faith in my neighbors than I had 4 years ago. "White supremacy and white privilege have gone much deeper than I thought they did," the rocker said on the subject of the Marxist political organization Black Lives Matter, which he claimed shone a light on America and racism. "I think my feeling previously to the past 3 or 4 years was that racism and white supremacy and white privilege were veins in our extremities, rather than an aorta that cuts through the very heart of the nation, which I feel it is now." Springsteen also referred to the Republican National Convention, RNC, as horrific, claiming that it was just seeded with constant lies and total distortion of the American idea. "It's heartbreaking and terrible," he said. "The first thing is to get the Trump administration out of office and start again." In June, the E Street Band frontman called President Trump a threat to our democracy, and worried if our democracy could stand another 4 years of his custodianship. All of which means nothing for Springsteen given the outcome of next month's vote and a Trump win when the joke could be on him. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is an avowed conservative politician and a huge fan of Donald Trump and his politics. "There are many larger, I suppose, more powerful friends that America has. But they know they do not have a more sure and steadfast friend than Australia," Morrison said when he arrived last year for an official visit. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.